Next item, please, 728.
Amend vehicles and traffic and public improvements codes to add necessary clarification and update language to align with current city practices.
Commissioner Udaley.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Yep.
PBOT staff occasionally identify the need to clarify and update city code. PBOT staff are bringing updates to multiple sections of Title 16 and 17 to council for consideration and adoption. These changes are primarily administrative in nature to address changing bureau practices, updates to out-of-date terminology, or to clarify previously ambiguous code. PBOT staff member Matt Burkow is here to answer any questions that the council may have. Welcome, and please state your name for the record.
Great. I'm Matt Burkow. I'm with the Development, Permitting, and Transit Group at PBOT. We assembled a number of updates to city code. These are a combination of cleanup, clarification, and a few that are more substantive. So I could step through the impact statement if that would be helpful to just walk through each one. Okay, great. So the first one to 16.20, public right-of-way parking. First element of this is we have a lot of areas of our code that reference meter hoods. We no longer use parking meters, so this is an example of cleanup, just changing the language. We don't use meter hoods to reserve parking spaces anymore. The other thing that was in this code is the authority to issue parking reservation permits. We revised this to be with the director of the Bureau of Transportation. This just matches our the authority at the Bureau. It used to be the city engineer and the city traffic engineer. We've updated Title 17 with this in the past, so this is just making Title 16 consistent with that. And the other element in here is we remove reference to the special traffic control district. What this is the downtown area. We used to have development activity mostly concentrated downtown, so we would regulate the closing of parking spaces with Vision Zero, with the city's commitment to ensuring that we accommodate people walking and bicycling through construction zones. We now manage parking throughout the city. So this change reflects the expanded authority of temporary street use permitting citywide. That's the first one, okay? And this second element of 16.90 was, again, just referencing meter hoods. 16.50, vehicles allowed on the transit mall. You may recall that a few months back, we came to you with an emergency ordinance to allow for the closure of the auxiliary vehicular lanes on the transit mall. So currently, it is not permitted to close those lanes between 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., kind of maintaining vehicle access on the transit mall. But periodically, there is a need for construction otherwise to close it. So this is just granting the authority for short-term, 3 days or less closures, provided the with TriMet's approval. We're working on a subsequent admin rule that will kind of clarify that the applicant needs to demonstrate why they can't perform this work either on private property or, you know, on the weekends or nights. The next one was a very simple cleanup where we changed the name of a position, and so we're just making the code consistent. It removed one word from the title of a position. So I'm flipping to the next page. 17.15, this is our transportation system development charges. There was a confusion where TSDC discounts would be applicable, particularly in some overlay districts. So this is clarifying that it kind of read that a discount would not be applicable in these overlay districts, and that is just referring to the citywide SDCs. The discount is applicable, so just clarifying that the discount is not applicable to the particular SDCs, the North McAdam and Innovation Quadrant SDCs. So it's just a clarification of that code. Another clarification for sidewalk cafes, the sidewalk cafe language says that cafe furniture must be placed on hard surfaces. We added that, but not in the driveway approaches. So if there's a driveway, people are sometimes extending their cafe into that. So we're just making that clear for people. 17.88.080. So we had the Gateway Master Street Plan. This was existed as code, and the typical practice is when we then update our TSP, Transportation System Plan, we amend the TSP to reflect the master street plan, which renders this piece of code no longer necessary. So we're removing that. The 1788090, this is about the local transportation infrastructure charge, LTIC. So we removed the previously added provision G. The change was initially recommended by the Office of the Ombudsman. However, staff have found that this program could have unintended negative consequences on property owners. And this is a provision that has never been used. And the next one was another 1707020. This is another cleanup. It referenced a policy of the TSP. TSP was updated recently. That number changed, so we had to change the number here. So a simple cleanup. Finally, 17109, relocation benefit appeals. This creates a process where, in the rare instances that the city has to relocate somebody off of their property, that they have a process where they can appeal the benefits that are proposed for them.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's pretty straightforward. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great.
Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
So I know this is actually kind of tedious work going through and cleaning up old code, but thank you for doing it. It's obviously important that it be done well. And we had a code change in front of the council a week or two ago, and we noticed that there was still some cleanup to be done on it. So I appreciate the thoroughness with which you put into this. Thank you. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thanks for your hard work.
Thanks.